It's happening, guys. Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful wife, Lawrence, for another episode or a return episode of Here's the Sitch, the positive podcast you never knew you needed.
Yes, it is August. It's mid-August, and it is our 40th episode of Here's the Sitch podcast.
Oh, damn.
40? So, yeah, we're at number 40, and we are back, and it feels good to be back. I have to say that.
It does, but at the same time as we're just started this podcast, I just looked over, honey, and I just found the missing rumba that's in the corner that appeared out of nowhere. So now that right there is a great discovery to start the podcast. Anyway, guys, it's great to be back. Obviously we took a little bit of a break because we had our first child, which was just an unbelievable experience. We documented it on the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. And I believe that you guys are going to, you know, love our story.
Yeah, I will say it was a roller coaster. It was a roller coaster ride probably of emotions, the delivery.
Probably like most.
Yeah.
You know, but we really don't want to give too much away. We're very excited for how everything sort of turned out. And we actually are currently filming for the new season as we speak. I think we're supposed to film tomorrow.
Right. Yes, Romeo is happy and healthy baby, and that's all that we wanted and wished for. Mm-hmm. So we're all doing well. We enjoyed our few weeks taking off and kind of like figuring out our new routine.
How old is he, and like 9 weeks now?
He's like 10. 10. He's like 10 or 11. Yeah. 10 to 11 weeks.
Yeah, so we took a like 12 weeks off for about.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're back, guys, and ready to deliver some awesome content. We are actually scheduled and locked in for pretty much the rest of the year, right, Nani?
Yes. We are locked and loaded with Here's the Sitch podcast
for
the rest of the year. And like my husband said, we are filming Jersey Shore Family Vacation as well. We are working on many projects to keep bringing happiness and our story to the masses.
Yep.
And we did document the whole process, and I'm very excited for you guys to see everything that went on, and we'll elaborate once that airs, because I feel like there's a lot of questions around birth and your story and all those things, and we definitely have an interesting story, but I want to give it the proper platform that we shared it on. We're always an open book. When that episode airs, of course we will open up the lines of communication and share all of that stuff with you guys. And now we're just new parents getting back into the groove of our podcast. And I'll be honest with you, I really missed this podcast myself because it's part of my routine that keeps me accountable and on a good positive routine once a week or every 2 weeks whenever we record it. So it was like a piece of me missing.
The name of the game for us right now, 12 weeks in or 11 weeks in, or is that what it is, honey?
Yeah.
Is making the adjustments. That's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
The first, I think, 6 to 8 weeks, newborn life is survival.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, it was not easy, guys, but we made it out. I took off from the gym for, I think, 8 weeks. You know, we weren't really eating very good. But now that we're getting the hang of this thing called parenthood, Romeo's getting older, he's getting bigger, he's getting stronger, he's sleeping more, we're able to make those adjustments as parents for us. The self-care, the self-love, the implementing exercise, the implementing the me time, all that stuff. We're doing that all stuff right now, you know, real time. So it's also a pretty good story for you guys to hear too, because I'm sure there's lots of parents out there listening right now trying to find or make their own adjustments, you know, to find that exercise or to diet better, to eat better, etc. So that's exactly what we're doing right now. The wife, she's making adjustments to her diet. The past 2 weeks, guys, I've been doing practically two-a-days. And I'm sure you're probably thinking to yourself, who has time for two-a-days? But to be honest, it's not that crazy. I wake up and, you know, the first thing we do is we do a fasted walk with the family, which is so exciting and so fun and so rewarding, you know, because the doctor informed us that Romeo needs to get out more outside for his eyes so he can see the world and the colors and the trees and the sky and things like that. So he gets what he needs. And my wife is out there, you know, living her best life, being her best self. She's walking for 60 minutes fasted along with me. And then when we get home as a family, we will have our breakfast, our vitamins, and then I will go off to the weight room for my weights, and Lauren is on mommy duty.
Yeah, then I go into Romeo duty for the rest of the day and yeah. evening, basically.
Yeah, and also, you know, it's not easy being a parent, but we're doing our best, and we feel that we got the hang of it. You know, also early on in the day, we're making adjustments with, you know, making the pea pod orders or the orders for food and taking out the food for dinner and making those adjustments. So I think that's what the name of the game is. It's really about planning. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So we're making those adjustments right now.
Yeah, I need to get better at time management for sure. Because yeah. when you have a newborn, as any of you parents out there know, it's like a massive time like black hole yeah. you get sucked into. And I enjoy doing everything for Romeo. Like, I want to just yep. hold him. And you know what I mean? Especially in the beginning, like, I didn't want to put him down. But you have to realize that if you don't put him down the whole day, then, like, and you do that for a few days in a row, then there's, yeah. you know, laundry, there's dishes, there's yep. Cooking meals and all these other things that, like, life is going on around yeah. you. And you have to find ways to try to juggle things and keep up with it. And I definitely think as a new mom, like, you should have that time where you don't put him down for a little bit. But then you have to, like, set a schedule for yourself and be like, okay, at this week, I'm going to start doing this every day. And, yeah. then do a little bit more at a time. But do a little bit at a time, because it's overwhelming to try to do everything at once.
It's those adjustments, those slight adjustments that you make on a daily basis. And then you try to continue to make them on a daily basis or one day at a time, because they're not going to stick, you know. So for instance, if you guys make some diet choices on day one, you have to continue to make those diet choices on one, you know, one, two, three, all the way to day seven. Obviously, you can implement a cheat day. Obviously, when you're making changes in the beginning as well, sometimes they won't stick. You know, you might be in the gym 5 days or 6 days and you're so happy, but your diet wasn't good. But that's fine. You know, the main motto of the game is progress over perfection.
Yeah, you have to just make those small changes every day. Like, I don't know what...
My wife just spotted
a bug.
She spotted a bug in mid-podcast.
Had to get rid of
mid-sentence, and she totally froze. I had to, execute evasive action to get that.
I don't like bugs. Yes. I don't do well with them.
And I'm also surprised we're getting the time to do this. Right now, we have Romeo.
Well, Romeo's really good, and that's what I wanted to say, because we are, like, listen, newborn life for anyone is hard,
mm-hmm.
but... Romeo's really good. Like, when people ask me how he's sleeping, like, he's such a good baby. He's so smiley, he's very and happy smiley. All the yeah. time. Like,
he's very expressive.
Yeah, he's very expressive. He's very alert.
And also his milestones, which we're not really giving any spoilers, although we are filming for Jersey Shore Family Vacation and a lot for our family. He's like ahead of the game, this man. This man's rolling yeah. over. He's smiling.
And yeah, he's a little ahead of... Every time when there's like a leap on the Wonder Week app, which if you're a parent or a new parent, I highly suggest getting the Wonder Weeks app. It's like a little calendar that'll tell you all about mm-hmm. Their developments, like what to look out for, how to help them achieve the developmental milestones, each like leap, they call it, which is like a little mini growth spurt. So he's doing amazing, and his pediatrician's happy, we're happy. So we're just learning like new parent life, and I need to definitely do better at time management. Like, I need to do better at planning ahead. That's something my husband is always good at, and something that I kind of rely on him for a lot in our family. And now that Romeo is here, I can't really take a back seat to that anymore. Like, I have to mm-hmm. figure out how to do it, because now I'm responsible for another human. It's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to make sure we're on our schedule and things are getting done.
Well, you know, to your credit, you know, my mom and your mom, they've said nothing but awesome things. They said that, you know, both of us, including yourself, They're so impressed with you and how we've, you know, dealt with the past, you know, couple months. And like I said, again, you know, you guys will see that on Jersey Shore Family Vacation. We really don't want to give too many spoilers because, it's, you know, it's part of the show. So we're just trying to just give you some stuff after
that. Yeah, we definitely went through some things. And I think a lot of times it happens where you're going to go through not the greatest delivery experience, but you find a way to be positive and have it be part of your story, and whatever is meant to be is meant to be. And I think that we, our parents and everyone around us, are like so proud of how much we've done and achieved as new parents. And I think it just goes to show that we have very high standards for ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think that that's what it is.
That's because important.
We want to achieve a certain level of things to be done every day as a family. You know what I mean? Like a checklist. And it's not pressure. It's just like holding yourself accountable and responsible for living well and being healthy and getting outdoors and getting the activity and then eating clean and getting your vitamins in and making time for family time. Like, it's a lot of juggling different things, but it's all about self-improvement. And you never perfect self-improvement. Like, you're always on that journey.
You're on the search for progress.
Yes.
And if you achieve greatness in that journey, which is very possible, that's how I feel. If you're in a journey of always self-improvement and progress over perfection, you're never going to achieve perfection, but I believe that you'll achieve greatness.
Okay, so you guys know at Here's the Sitch podcast, we are always about staying active, staying fit, and staying healthy. And in the summer months, we've been absolutely loving going to the park and working out. And now that little Romeo is here, we've most especially been going to the park even more often to get him outdoors and get our activity and cardio in at the same time. So I found this amazing new activewear brand for my husband, and he absolutely loves it. They're called 10,000. And since we've been outdoors in this summer heat working out, what I did was I got him their 7-inch interval short with the liner and the 10,000 lightweight shirt. They have tons of features like the silver ion for odor protection. So, of course, I grabbed that for me, for him, of course, but, you know, to benefit myself as well. The no bounce pockets, they're breathable and lightweight shell fabric with stretch, no bounce phone pocket, an optional liner that is very comfortable and prevents chafing. And then the perfect summer shirt. It's lightweight, it's breathable, and it's quick drying. So when we're outside at the park in the humid summer Jersey heat, it's like the perfect outfit. So I'm telling you, ladies, if you're looking for activewear for your men, if you're listening, check out 10,000. The 7-inch interval short and the lightweight shirt are the perfect outfit for these hot summer days outside. You're absolutely going to love it. 10,000 makes the highest quality, best fitting, and most comfortable training shorts that my husband's ever worn. And he's worn them all, guys. He coined GTL. Like, let's be honest. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to activewear. So Here's the Sitch listeners, we have a very special gift for you. 10,000 is offering our listeners at Here's the Sitch 15% off your purchase. All you have to do is go to 10,000.cc and enter code SITUATION to receive 15% off your purchase. That's 10,000.cc and enter code SITUATION.
I saw something recently online, and I thought it was extremely interesting in for our first podcast. And I saw something that said 32 tips for self-improvement. And I wanted to share it with you guys because I kind of already live my life this way. But now it's down on paper. So I wanted to share it with you guys. And me and my wife will just go over with you guys some of the things that we implement in our life and what it means to us. So here is the self-improvement list, or the top 10 self-improvement. So number one is start now. Number two is focus. Be a mentor. Be accountable. Be intentional. Love yourself. Keep your promises. Seek support when needed. Disconnect from everything when needed. And embrace the challenge. Now, honey, any of those stick out to you? As a family, of how we, you know, live our life.
Listen, I think embrace the challenge is a little higher than number 10 in our life, in our experience.
Yes.
I feel like we've always had that mentality of anything that has been thrown our way to just overcome and adapt instead of harping on it. Like, we are not victim type people. We're very like, if something's happening, you know what I mean? You react and you pivot and you see how to solve things. Like, you don't ever like wallow of like, why is this happening? So, like, that's a really big thing for us.
You're saying that you are a victor, not a victim. That's the mentality that you have and we have as a family.
And that's embracing the challenge. You
know? Yes,
very
true.
If you're not being challenged, you're not growing.
I also think as a family and even as a business partner, we keep our promises. That's like a thing that we always do. We always like to make anyone happier from sort of when they leave us.
Yep.
Love yourself.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Right?
Yeah, because if you don't love yourself and take care of yourself, then you can't do that for anybody else.
That screams gym tan laundry to me. Okay. I've had this mentality for years. I'm one of the forefathers and founders of gym tan laundry. And if you don't go to the gym, you're not in shape. And if you do not go tanning, you are pale. And if you do not do your laundry, you got no clothes. So if you're feeling good, you're looking good. And if you're looking good, you're getting good results. Also, be accountable. I love that. A lot of people don't look in the mirror and, you know, understand that they run their life. They are the CEO of their life. If you're unhappy at any particular point, right?
You have the power to move.
Make a
change. You're not a tree.
Yeah. If nothing changes, if nothing changes, right?
Yep.
Hence why we are new parents. And my wife is like, we need to get back to the gym. We need to start dieting. We need to start implementing a better schedule for ourselves and our family and our businesses and things like that. So we've been making the adjustments as new parents. And we've been, I have to applaud my wife for making these adjustments. She's been getting really serious with her diet lately. We've been doing fasted cardio with Romeo in the morning, every morning with the stroller. I'm loving that family time. And then obviously on the weekend, we take Romeo to either the beach or the trails or the park or somewhere where he can experience and see those colors and things like that for his eye development and get out with fresh air.
Yeah, he loves it.
He does, right?
He loves the beach so much.
Yeah.
His little feet in the sand.
Also, focus and start now. I you know what? The start now sticks out to me because anytime I'm asked of something, I do it immediately. I start immediately. If I even as simple as taking the trash out, I'm on top of that, guys. I'm on top of the trash on Tuesdays and Fridays. Okay. You know, sometimes you have to do things, you know, when you don't want to do them, no matter what. You just got to get them done and move forward. And then out of nowhere, you realize on your list there's really nothing to get done after that because guess what? You started now and you did everything already.
Yeah, it goes back to that quick little saying where it could be day one or one day.
Oh, nice. I like that, honey. Very true. Well, I think...
Be a mentor.
Be a mentor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I think a lot of my friends, you know, I'm not a mentor to them, but they can always seek out my advice for anything that happens in their life. I'm a very good friend. Also, there's tons of people in the recovery community that reach out to me in my DMs and we work for a treatment center and we try to, you know, give back in that fashion that I feel that I can be a mentor in that way where, you know, people can look to my story as if Mike has done it, I can do it too. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think being a mentor is also leading by example. If you're not like directly a mentor,
very nice.
But you're doing your behavior and your actions every day are being an example of what the people around
that.
You should be doing and can look up to.
I love that. There's a saying leading by example is undefeated. I used that most recently with Jersey Shore. Hopefully they use that little bite, but you never can tell if they're going to use it or not. I really did like that. And then also disconnect. Disconnect is a big thing. Disconnect from your phone. Get in nature. Get in the trails.
I think everybody can do better at that.
Yes, including us. Disconnect. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily mean your phone, but disconnect from maybe too much work.
Work, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you're a business owner, I'm sure many of you listening know that you're 24/7 working. You know what I mean? So if you get an email or if you get a phone call on a weekend and you're in the middle of family time, you have a hard time not responding to it or not solving it right in the moment, mm-hmm. because it's your business. You're responsible for it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not, you're not working for someone else's name on the front of the building, so to speak. So you have that passion and that drive to solve a problem the second it happens. But you know, when you have a family, I think you have to find that balance where, is this really an emergency? Do I really need to spend time away from my family solving this? Or can we put it on the back burner and deal with it on a Monday? And sometimes there'll be things where you have to solve it, and then sometimes there'll be things that can wait for Monday morning.
What do you think about number 8, seek support? I like that. I think there's nothing wrong with seeking support.
I think that's really important.
In anything you do, whether it's maybe there's a business solution that you don't know of and you have to consult an attorney. That's called seeking support.
Seeking
a professional.
Well, I think also in a personal sense, yes. It's raising your hand when you need help.
I like
because
that.
Because mm-hmm. you can't do everything. You can't mm-hmm. be everything to everyone. And you need to have support from your family, from your friends, from your community, whatever the case may be. You need to raise your hand when you need it. Because also no one is a mind reader. So you can't have expectations of people to help you when you're going through a busy time or a hard time. Yeah. You know, you can't and then be upset if there's no support out there. You need to raise your hand and communicate what's needed of people to help you.
Oh, you know what? I really like that, honey. And it really resonates with mental health and recovery, seeking support. Because a lot of times people think that they can do it by themselves. Maybe they leave treatment early or whatever it is, or maybe they don't complete treatment or they don't even go to treatment to begin with.
Yeah.
The support is there. The professionals are there. So I feel that it's very important to seek the support and start to move your way towards sort of a solution, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to repeat it again, guys. It starts with number 1 through 10 is start now, focus, be a mentor, be accountable, be intentional, love yourself, keep the promise, seek support, disconnect and embrace the challenge. These are 32 tips for self-improvement, and that is numbers 1 through 10. And now we're going to go towards the self-love part, which is 11 through 16 is balanced diet, sleep well, exercise, meditate, hydrate, and get checked. Now, I don't know what get checked means, but maybe that means go to the doctor, but we're going to start off balanced diet, something that I do and I have always done. What do you think about that, honey? Anything that, anything is important to you from 11 through 16?
Well, balanced diet to me is just to be aware of what you're putting in your body, because I think food is medicine. And listen, I like to have snacks from time to time. I'm not saying 100% of the time to be like so crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm mid-30s. I definitely feel a certain way when I eat really clean and healthy.
Oh, yeah,
and
facts.
I feel another way from the other spectrum when I'm eating horribly. So food truly is medicine to your body. Mm-hmm. And as long as the majority of the time you're fueling yourself with medicine and with like healthy foods and greens and vegetables and fruits and, you know, natural sources of different meats and whatever the case may be that you're into, you need to just not be so extreme in one category or the other.
Yep.
And as long as that balances out, I think that's great, because it's everything in moderation. You don't have to deprive yourself of things you love, but you should be, especially as you get older in life, you should be more aware of the health benefits of the things that you're putting in your body 3 times a day, sometimes even more.
Yeah.
You're snacking and grazing.
I totally agree with that, honey. A healthy diet is very important. And that's something that our family always leans towards. Sleep well. Too little sleep or too much sleep is a bad thing. So I think sleep is very, very important. I would think you have to get between 6 hours could be the magic number, 6 to 7 hours, right?
Yeah, well, you're talking to somebody who has a newborn. So it depends where you are in life. If you're going through the newborn stage, a 4-hour straight clip is like, wow, I got 4 hours uninterrupted.
Very true.
That the first night I had that, that was pretty incredible. But yeah, in real life, I would say like six to eight.
Yes.
Six is good. Six, you can get up and do it again.
Anything more than eight is a little too much, I think.
No, too much.
Yeah. Exercise. I love that. I think that exercise is a key component to being healthy and positive in life. And I lean towards that to help me fight depression, anxiety, self-doubt, etc. So I believe exercise is extremely important. We've spoken about meditation before. I don't really do too much meditation, but the next one is hydrate. And my wife does a little bit better than I do when it comes to hydrating. But I think hydrating with water is very important too.
Yeah, that's another thing that like your body is made up of like 95% water or something
Is that like 78 or 80?
Well, it's a lot. Whatever it is, it's up there and you're definitely not getting enough water.
Yeah.
So that can like just apply to everybody.
So now that we're on the topic of self-love, have you been seeing all these articles lately that some celebrities are saying that they don't believe in showering? And the reason I'm bringing this up is because we've had a podcast earlier in the year and we were like, how many times do you shower, you know, per day? Now I saw that The Rock says he showers like 3 times a day. I'm very similar with that because I work out a lot. But there are certain celebrities that are saying they don't believe it's necessary. They said they'll brush their teeth. And I was wondering if that is healthy. So I read the article and it said that if you have dry skin, you know, maybe too many showers could affect that, or maybe even one shower. But I don't know if I believe in the no shower thing. Well, what are your stances on this?
I didn't read the article because I have a baby and I don't get a lot of free time.
Did you see
it? So I haven't read anything.
Did you see
it? I did see headlines. I didn't click on any of them, but I thought it was about their kids saying they don't bathe their kids regularly.
I saw that one too.
I didn't click on those. I saw it was Ashton Kutcher saying it and someone else too, but I didn't open them. So I don't know their reasoning.
There's been an avalanche of non-bathers that I've been seeing lately.
This is my thing. For me.
And they were talking about themselves.
I don't understand that. As an adult, I don't understand
that. I did see the kids one and they were like something like, we don't bathe our kid until he stinks or something like that.
Yeah. Kids, obviously, especially young kids, are not like sweating like we are as adults and all this stuff. But I bathe Romeo every night because I like it to be part of his routine.
Uh-huh.
And I think part of it is part of routine. And I have a very dry skin. And yes, if I was taking a scorching shower even once a day, let alone multiple times a day, that would be affecting my skin. But you can have a lukewarm shower. Like, you don't have to have an ice hot I'm losing my mind. You don't have to have a burning hot shower to clean yourself. You know what I mean? Like, if you have sensitive skin, you have a more tepid shower, you still clean yourself every day. I don't understand the not cleaning yourself every day if you're an adult. I don't get it.
Is it possible that you might start to smell if you don't shower? I mean, I think that's a...
Listen, I
think that's a realistic estimate.
Of course you're going to start to smell. And it's not going to be... Maybe you won't smell bad per se, but you'll have your own scent for sure, whatever that may be.
You know what? That could be...
It's like when you go to other countries and people don't shower.
That could be the thing. These celebrities could be obsessed with their own little stink.
Yeah.
Possibly.
That could be it.
You know what? I don't want to be known as a shower shamer. So we're going to move on.
Well, I think it's whatever works for you. But at the same time, you want to have hygiene if you're in a public place as well. So in our house, we shower often.
Yes,
even,
we do.
I remember when we recorded this episode, episode.
Yeah, it's a celebration.
People said good luck with showering 3 times a day when you have a child. I will say I have not missed a shower this entire time he's been here.
Yeah,
I'll
watch Romeo, exactly.
Maybe I don't have Romeo. The 3 a day, definitely.
I think you have like 2 a day.
But I have at least one. Sometimes in the beginning, the early weeks when he was here, I really had, because Mike was really helping me a lot in the beginning.
Yeah, we split duties.
I had 2 showers a day, morning and night. Yeah. So you could find a way if you need to.
Again, guys, we're going over 32 tips for self-improvement.
He's crying.
Romeo's Crying?
Yeah.
All right. It's Binker time, guys. Hold on. It's Binker time.
All right, guys. So you know we are always looking to be our healthiest over here in the Situations household. And now that we have baby Romeo here, I'm finding it even more challenging to cook healthy for the family. I mean, it's really hard to find that extra time to meal prep, cook, clean, get everything done, and be a new mom of a newborn as well. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about a company that I absolutely love. I've shared them here before with you on Here's the Sitch podcast, but even more now as a new mom, am I obsessed with HelloFresh. So HelloFresh is fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. With HelloFresh, I can skip trips to the grocery store and I can count on them to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why they are America's number one meal kit. So HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips with less prep, less effort, and minimal cleanup. So you can actually enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. That for me is the number one reason why I absolutely love HelloFresh for our family and our household. You can choose from 50 menu and market items each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers, and extra special gourmet options are also available if you want to get a little fancy from time to time. There's something for everyone to enjoy, and with all the recipes, they're all designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. I have a special promo code for you, of course. All you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/situation14 and use code SITUATION14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. That's two meals a day, guys. You will be set for the week or you'll be set for 2 weeks, depending on how you want to split up the 14 meals. Head over to HelloFresh.com/situation14 and use code SITUATION14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit and the Situations stand behind them. We absolutely love them. Check them out. They're going to make your life easier and delicious at the same time.
Yes, guys, I had to attend to Romeo. He was he's in the buff right now, hanging out and in the pack and play, living his best life watching Aladdin. So I just had to give him his banker. Back to the self-confidence portion of 32 tips for self-improvement. And I'll be honest with you, I never even seen this list, guys. And I do pretty much every one and didn't even know it. Self-confidence, we have thank yourself, forgive yourself, focus on what you can change, positive energy, and use affirmations. I feel that this whole section, you know, screams out Big Daddy Sitch. Mm-hmm. Thank yourself to me means small victories.
Yes.
Celebrating small victories.
Yep.
I mean, on a daily bay, on every single day, you would celebrate the small victories in life. You know, not be so hard on yourself, which the next one is forgive yourself and focus on what you can change. That's actually one of my favorites. On a daily basis, me and our family, or me and my wife, our family, we always try to change what we can. And what we can't, you let go and let God, you know, handle the rest on a daily basis. Honey, is there anything specific that sticks out to you?
I like all of them.
Right? Yeah.
I like forgiving yourself and giving yourself grace, especially when you're a new parent or going through any big change in your life.
Yeah, you're humans, you
know? Because all you can do in anything in life is do the best that you can and move on.
Like, exactly.
That's it. Yeah. So if you did the best you can, then you could put your head on your pillow at night and do it all again tomorrow.
I actually saw something on the internet lately. It said, how are you doing? And it said, I'm doing my best. Mm-hmm. And that's how we live our life, which is great. And also the positive affirmations. I love that. And positive energy. That's how we live our life, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, the family motto is the comeback is always greater than the setback. But it's not just that, you know? It's making the adjustments. It's tough times don't last, but tough people do. It's, you know, nothing changes if nothing changes. Is there any specific one that is your favorite, honey?
not in like sayings like that. I mean, those are always my favorite, the ones mm-hmm. you just said.
Yeah.
But one of my all-time favorites that is one of those sayings is, you've been shown this mountain to show others it can be moved.
Oh, you've been assigned this mountain
yes.
to show others that yes, it can be moved. Yes,
that's always one of my favorites.
Yes, I love
that. Because I think sometimes when you're faced with unique challenges that you haven't seen other people go through, and you're yeah. like, whoa, like what, how is this curveball? It's not an ASMR podcast. He's like making a protein shake and shaking it.
I'm getting ready to go to the gym, and that's my pre-workout right there.
Oh.
But one of my favorite new ones is when you see me with everything I deserve, just know I waited my turn.
Oh, yeah.
That is a new one. Mm-hmm. I just love that one.
Yeah. A root of that one is like, you shouldn't be comparing with other people's, where other people are in their life. You shouldn't be worried with that. You know what I mean? Like,
comparison is the thief of joy.
Yes. But also I'm trying to say, like, that saying that you just said.
Stay in your own lane and run your own race.
Exactly. You have to focus on what's in front of you and not what's in front of the person next to you or behind, et cetera.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. You have to run your own race. So you know what? We're going to have to post this 32 tips for self-improvement, because I really love all of it. And also in the beginning of the podcast, you said another positive affirmation, which is, you know, you are a victor, not a victim. And it's mm-hmm. a mentality. It's a motto, a personal motto, a family motto. And when you think like that, when you come across issues or problems or obstacles in life, you know, you're more likely to solve them and move forward and become better, not bitter. Am I right?
Yes.
But I will have to say, if you have a victim mentality, which a lot of people do.
A lot of people do. It's crazy.
It's not good. In my opinion, it's not easy to live that way, because you're always pointing the finger at other people. There are really not much.
You're attracting more problems that way.
Yeah. You're not being a part of the solution, you're being part of the problem, like I would think. And you're pointing the finger, you know, with accountability and a mentality of I'm a victor, not a victim. I feel that is the better way to go, but that's my opinion, you know. Obviously, which we also spoke about in the beginning of this podcast, time management, which mm-hmm. you said that you're working on. It's plan ahead, don't procrastinate. Prioritize, say no, eliminate distraction, delegate, and time track. I'm a fan of all of these.
I have to start doing all of these better.
It's very good to plan ahead. It's very good not to procrastinate. It's good to prioritize, you know, your daily activities and your goals. Also, it's very important to say no, you know, have limits in life. Eliminate distraction. And I know we've had a whole podcast dedicated to distractions, but there's tons of distractions out there. Tons. And to delegate. Obviously, if you have your own family, you can help delegate responsibilities and activities and chores and things in life to help move together as a team. Mm-hmm. You know, also in a marriage.
I need to start to time track. Mm-hmm. I've always seen people doing that, where like they have these cubes that have different amounts of time on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be like, all right, I'm going to do 15 minute cube answering emails. And then once the 15 minutes is up, you're like, I'm done. If I didn't get to an email within that 15 minute chain, mm-hmm. I got to get to it at the next time block for emails. You have to set, it's like setting timers for each activity.
Wow. I like that. Because I'll be honest, I don't think I time track at all. I kind of just get an activity done in as fast as I can. But I don't really put a time on it. But
once you have so many responsibilities, you can't always complete the task of getting through every single email, getting through every single to-do on your to-do daily to-do list on top of your job responsibilities, your family responsibilities, your health, and all of that. You have to allot time things for it. And that's what I'm going to try to start doing and practicing and implementing, is giving myself, like, maybe I get 30 minutes to clean up in the morning. And then I get to as much as I can in 30 minutes. And then I have to move on to the next thing. Because if I continue cleaning, which listen, you could clean your house forever. Let's be honest. Especially mm-hmm. when you have like a family. Mm-hmm. So you have to put an end time to something so that you move on to the next.
You know what? I think I do it's do that. Blocking. We do that in the morning too. We do our 60 minutes of fasted cardio with the family but time with the stroller.
Yeah.
That's timed, 60 That's minutes. Timed. Also when I leave and do my weights workout, I usually
My workouts are definitely timed. That's it. That we're timing. We need to do everything that like meal prepping, like getting ready for dinner. Like, you know what I mean? Like cooking dinner. You can't spend 2 hours cooking dinner. Like you have other things you have to get to.
Now
you find 30 minutes to get it together, maybe an hour, and then you got to move on to the next thing. Cause guess what? Then you got to clean up and you got to get everybody in PJs, then you got to do bedtime story. It's like a lot.
Now, honey, now this list of 32 tips for self-improvement was sent to me by a very successful friend of ours, a family friend. Yes, Jamie. Are you surprised, honey, that we do most of these things?
No, because I think we are very aware people of our positive and negative traits, and we work hard at improving ourselves on a daily basis, whether that's in a work capacity, in a personal capacity, in health capacity. We try to improve ourselves in any way, any area,
mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, professionally.
So I'm not surprised that we do a lot of these, but I have to say the second you sent it to me, the thing that's like staring at me like with like an alarm on it is the time management
at the end,
because I really need to learn how to do that better. And it's just it's a goal I'm going to set for myself now that I will get better at that and implement a few different things, even if it's, excuse me, just timing out these little mundane activities. You know, I can't, just like you said, I was feeding the baby before and I was on my phone. I was doing an Instacart shopping from Costco for our family. I needed something to make dinner tonight and I was doing it for that. And he's like, you need to put the phone down and do one task at a time.
Yeah, the baby was
little did
pissed.
He know. Yeah, because Romeo was getting annoyed. But little did he know I was actually food shopping and feeding the baby at the same time.
Yeah.
But you know, I have to just time management these things so that I can do one thing at a time.
Well, in the section before that, the self-confidence section, it says forgive yourself and thank yourself. Mm. So if, and you said this in 15 seconds ago, that as a family, we practice, I would say, at least 90% of this of this list of 32 tips for self-improvement. Again, also, we understand that we're human beings. We make mistakes. And our whole family motto is progress over perfection. So no one's trying to be perfect here. You know what I mean? We're just trying to work off progress or be better than we were the day before.
Yep.
It just so happens that we do work on most of these 32 tips for self-improvement. I think this comes from my background in recovery and how we have been living this way for many years. And I thought it was a very good thing to bring up in this first podcast back, because we always speak about ways to improve, but we didn't necessarily have, you know, this list before,
like a full blueprint,
which I believe is pretty on point with the self-love part, the self-improvement part, self-confidence, goal settings, and time management. It's split up in, you know, 1 to 4 parts. So I'm sure we'll put this on social media.
Yeah, we'll share it. And we can dive deeper into each category in future podcasts. This is kind of just our broad, you know, outlook on all of these tips for self-improvement. If you don't know where to start, we will share this. You can pick any one of these points. You don't have to do them all at once. Yep. We don't do them all at once.
Like I said, over many, many years,
you're able to then do them all.
Yes. Over many, many years, you start to check them off. And as I tell my wife all the time, a standard operating procedure, we're always trying to exercise. We're always trying to eat well. There's possible meditation in there. We're always trying to hydrate well, and always checking yourself. So just on the self-love point, we're already doing that as a standard operating procedure. The self-improvement, like I said, if you've listened to any podcast before, one of our mottos is be on the path of self-improvement, whether mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, or professionally. And any negativity in your life, you know, kick it to the curb, whether people, places, or things. This has just been, you know, part of our journey to being a better person, and happiness and living a positive, healthy life. So I thought that it was very important to share this with you guys.
And they're like anything else in life. If you do them, you start to practice them on a daily basis, they'll come natural. You won't have to think and look back and reference, oh, am I doing all of these things? Like, no, you just start doing them every day by habit. All of a sudden, you'll start doing them without even realizing it. And you'll just have a healthier and happier life.
Yeah, we do not like any type of messiness, so, or any type of drama. So anytime there's any type of issues in our family, we definitely try to become better and not bitter and actually move towards the direction of less resistance and sort of like happiness and positiveness, right?
Yes.
I don't even know if that's a word, positiveness, but I said it.
Positivity.
Positivity. There you go. Thank you, honey. Well, what do you think, honey?
I think it's been a fabulous return podcast.
Yeah, I think we came through with some fire content. You know what I mean? This was the 32 tips for self-improvement. And my wife's shaking her head because she probably thinks I said it too many times already. But I always like to sort of nail home certain points. It's just me. Again, guys, I'm human. I have some things to work on as well.
We're going to share it on our Here's the Sitch podcast Instagram. So if you head over to IG and go to @ Here's the Sitch podcast, we will post this little photo for you so you can reference it yourself. You could save it yourself, screenshot it, print it out. Put it on your refrigerator. Do whatever you want to do to help remind yourself of where you are heading in life. Because if you are doing these things on a daily basis, you will live a much happier, healthier, cleaner life all around.
And guys, please show support every Thursday, Jersey, 8, 7 Central, only on MTV. Jersey Shore Family Vacation is airing. And
it's
such a fun season, as well as we are filming the new season right now.
Yes. And I told you guys when we filmed it, I was so excited for you guys to watch this season because it was so unique and different than all other previous seasons. And I'm sure if you're watching now, you can attest to that because it's a lot of significant others involved and just evolving relationships and people growing up and maturity and relationships and marriages and divorces and kids and so much more happening than just going out to a club or, you know, getting drunk. Like there's so much more depth to Jersey Shore Family Vacation that I think that you guys will definitely enjoy this season. So if you haven't watched it yet, it's currently airing. You can go catch up on it. And I would highly suggest checking it out every Thursday night.
You know what? I actually think a lot of our listeners are, you know, growing up with us as well. So they understand that living your best life and being your best self and sort of being on the path of self-improvement is an awesome path. But also having a family and, you know, those things right there are what is really living your best life, not necessarily partying. Partying is, that's really the lie they tell you, you know, when you're younger.
Yeah, it's just, it's like the devil is a liar.
It's
you're just being hoodwinked.
Yeah, distraction. You're just distracted on the ultimate goal, which was really
hoodwinked. And bamboozled and led astray.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is.
Our family stands for, you know, family and God, and the comeback is always greater than the setback.
Hoodwinked, bamboozled, and led astray.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to give you guys the hotline in case you have not remembered it because we've been off the air for a little bit.
I actually, honey, hold on. I want some of the listeners to call up and whether to respond about the 32 tips or I'm interested to hear if there are any any people that don't shower.
Oh my God, you're opening that up again because that was very controversial.
Celebs are coming forward and they're saying they don't believe in showering. They enjoy their brew.
Well, I think people that are more active are more likely to shower multiple times a day. Hence, I didn't read any of those stories. But when you said
The Rock said 3 showers a day.
That's about our shower.
But some of these other guys, and I'm not trying to shower shame people, are saying that they see that showers are less essential, I guess. Is that what the word is? Or necessary? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a personal thing.
It's not for me, though.
Same, especially in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
Anyway, so our Here's the Sitch hotline, if you have not have it saved in your phone number, in your phone book by now, it is 732-898-0414. you can call in, let us know what you think about the 32 tips for self-improvement and what your favorite one is, or what are the ones you're working on, maybe ones that you need help with and you would like us to elaborate on, spend more time on. Today was a very topside overall review of this, and I think in the coming weeks we'll go deeper into more of these categories and how we implement them in our life. So you can give us a call, 732-898-0414. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you want to hear more about. And we may feature you in the next episode of Here's the Sitch.
Yes, honey. Do we have any time for a few callers?
Yeah, we can. I mean, we can do them. My Instacart order is being changed right now.
All right, guys, hold on. Instacart is being executed. it's been a rough start to the return of the podcast, return of the Sitch here.
Listen, I'm a little rusty, but we are going to be off and running to the races by the next episode, I promise. Okay, so let's head to our first caller from Connecticut.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I just wanted to say, first of all, congratulations on the birth of little Romeo. He is so cute. Mike, he is your twin. My question is, how is Mosey doing as a big brother? From what I've seen on Instagram and everything, he seems to be protective and doing well. So I was just wondering how that was going. And my second question is, are you going to do a photo shoot with Romeo now that he's here?
Yes. So Mosey is doing an amazing job being a big brother. He went into that role completely seamlessly.
He did.
He just really pulled the reins and said, I'm here and I'm going to take care of this man. And he's very protective. He's like his bodyguard.
Yeah. He never leaves Romeo.
Never.
But I think in the beginning, the first week or two, he didn't want anyone to hold the baby but Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Even me. Like even me, yeah. He would be very interested in sort of jumping a little bit. Which I joked around and said the baby was Lauren's and Mosey.
I think that's what he thought in the beginning. He's like, that's my baby.
Yeah.
And no one's allowed near it besides mommy.
Yep, yep. So for the first week or two, he didn't want anyone to hold Romeo but Lauren. But after that, he seamlessly transitioned to really just being a really awesome big brother and just sort of shadowing wherever Romeo is. That is exactly where Mosey is. Even every single feeding. I mean, pretty much Mosey makes every single feeding. In the middle of the night.
Yeah, Mosey comes with me to his room and Mosey sleeps under the bassinet the entire night. Like he won't leave his side.
We even have like a bed specifically made for Mosey.
Yeah.
And he rarely stays in it. He has to be underneath the bassinet.
Yeah, so he's great. Okay, should we do another caller?
Didn't she have two questions?
Oh, if we're doing a photo shoot for Romeo.
Didn't we already do a photo shoot?
We did, but I didn't share the photos because I'm still waiting for them to be edited.
Oh,
I haven't gotten them besides the proofs.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting for them to send me the final ones. But it's so crazy because we did them when he was like maybe a few weeks old.
Yeah.
And now he's over 2 months, so he already looks so different.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. It's Bella from Ohio. My boyfriend Sam and I recently moved in together a few months ago, so we've been focusing on getting settled and adjusting to this new chapter in our relationship. But along with that came a little weight gain that neither of us are very happy with. Even though we've been walking outside and doing YouTube workouts, I felt like I have one foot in and one foot out of my fitness journey. Then the other day, a question popped in my head, and it was, what would Mike and Lawrence do? And of course, I know you guys would stop making excuses and start making a change. So I talked with Sam and we're going to get gym memberships, stop eating our happiness, and hold each other accountable to making healthy choices. So I just wanted to say thank you for the endless positivity and motivation to live my best life. I'm also making the suggestion now to coin the phrase WWMLD. What would Mike and Lauren do?
Oh my God, that was so cool. Well, she pretty much answered her own questions. I also have to say that, what was her name, honey?
Bella.
She was very well spoken too, right? Mm-hmm. She spoke very well, so kudos to her. And obviously she knows exactly what to do, you know? Nothing changes if nothing changes. You have to make those changes and hold yourself accountable and hold your partner accountable. and sort of try to lift each other up. That's just the name of the game.
Yeah, I think it's one of those solutions that are so easy but so hard at the same time, because you really just have to get out of your own way.
Yep.
When you need to make changes like that, because it's a lifestyle change. It's a being healthier change, going to the gym, eating better, holding each other accountable in a positive manner, not in saying, you know, don't eat that, you're fat. In saying like, how are you going to feel after you eat
I that, also think, you know? It's great for relationships to have that team mentality has, because it will make you guys be able to handle some of the obstacles in life a lot, you know, easier than most, when you try to lift each other both up, and you also have the practice of you know, taking care of each other, and self-improvement and exercise and diet. That self-care and self-love to have as a foundation is unbelievable. It's really awesome.
And you're attacking your problems together as a team too, by doing that. So I think that's amazing. It's definitely going to grow your bond together stronger. And it's kind of like cementing your family like values by doing that.
Also, she said they're not even married yet. They're in the earlier stage of, I guess, boyfriend and girlfriend. So for her to have that mentality already, she's a winner and she's a keeper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Great job. Keep it up. I'm going to give you guys the hotline one more time so you can make sure you call in to Here's the Sitch podcast. It's 732-898-0414. And we will be back with you guys. We will be much more smoother, I promise you. We are just getting back in the saddle here at Here's the Sitch podcast. We are so excited to be back and gracing your airwaves. And thank you for being a loyal listener.